14 minutes away from 8 on ABC Central West. Well, on the 10th day to Christmas, my true love gave to me a dilemma. Do we need to sort out a present for your brother's friend who is spending Christmas Day with us? They're not family. They're not family family, I guess. We don't really know them, but it would sure be awkward if they bought us one and we didn't buy one for them. Perhaps a box of chocolates on standby just in case. That's the least of our worries, to be honest. Truth is, Christmas is one giant quagmire of social dilemmas. How we manage to find our way through it every year is anyone's guess. But let this year, 2020, be less awkward than ever. Take the weight off your shoulders this morning and place it firmly on the expertise of our next guest. Amanda King is the director of the Australian Finishing School, and she's also one of the country's preeminent experts in etiquette and social etiquette, and she joins us this morning. A very good morning to you, Amanda.
Oh, good morning.
Thank you so much for your time this morning. Christmas certainly is one of those really tricky social etiquette times, isn't it?
Yes, it sure is, especially this year when everyone is somewhat housebound or we've had to spend a lot more time with each other more than usual. So it has been a very interesting year.
A very interesting year. Although many of the questions that are coming through this morning for you, Amanda, for your thoughts on probably age-old in some ways, although some of them are very 2020 questions, which I'll come to in a moment. I've kind of, there's a few questions here for you, Amanda, which I'll get your thoughts on. I've divided them kind of up into presents. Present seems to be one of the really tricky ones that people struggle with. And the other is just sort of more general holidays and family ones. Let me start with the one that a few people are asking this morning on the text line, similar variations of anyway. Should you fake interest in a present or a gift that you don't want or don't like? Or if you do that, do you run the risk of getting something similar again next year and you should be honest about that?
That is a very tricky question. It's something that comes up with really any occasion. It might be a birthday, it might be a wedding, it could be Christmas time, but Christmas time seems to be a bit of a time where everyone is highly strung, a little bit stressed out, and all the emotions come into an end at the end of the year. So when we do come across those moments where there is a little bit more of expectation maybe around gifts or just trying to keep everyone happy and making sure everyone feels included. So at the end of the day, we still need to be our authentic self. We need to not, we really do agree in saying something, obviously along the lines of just being grateful. So thank you. Thanks so much for the gift. I appreciate the thought and count. But when we go a little bit further along the motion of, oh, thank you, this was the most generous gift, or it might come across as a bit sarcastic.
Yeah.
So a bit of that smile, the eye contact, thank you so much for the thought and gift. But if we go a little bit beyond that, we might end up getting that same gift before or again, especially if we might already have that same book or we're not really into maybe red wine and things like that. But at the end of the day, if it's a gift that maybe not something so suited to you, there might be, so long as it's something that is something that you know someone else may like, that's perfectly fine to also re-gift as well.
So, and you're hurting less feelings, and so if you just at least you politely lie about enjoying it, I guess.
That's right. It's a bit more of a white lie. So say thank you so much for the thought rather than the gift that wasn't really wanted, if that makes sense. It's about having tact.
Yeah. Graham in Carco has got an interesting question this morning, which I think a lot of people will relate to. I've ordered something from overseas. I'm worried that it may not arrive in time for Christmas. Should I buy something trivial in the meantime or just explain to them that it's still coming on Christmas Day?
This is happening a lot, especially this year with the post ramping up to the point where I think the Express Post had wrapped up for the year last Friday, which was one of the first in all of history. So a lot of gifts may not be coming in on time. So this would be definitely a wonderful time to really go back to old traditions. Have that Christmas card. Have that out, write that out. The thought and action of actually doing something that takes time, people appreciate. Mm-hmm. Everyone always loves some type of food to share. So whether it's lollies, some cookies, something that they can enjoy immediately as well. So that's always a highly recommended gift as a second option.
Yeah.
You can get that anywhere, even just locally at the grocery store.
You don't need to race out and buy some sort of crappy thing from the chemist on the way there just to make up for it. No.
That's right. Some sort of comical thing that may come across as a bit of a cheap gift.
Yeah. Tess in Lithgow, do you have an obligation to spend more on quality presents if you know that it'll last longer?
Quality gifts obviously are something that people probably value more, but it depends on the needs and likes of the individual you're gifting this to. So maybe your choice of, you know, a very quite expensive wine might not even be their choice. Everyone loves champagne at some point. It's always a type of drink that you can drink any time of the day, so that's always a wonderful go-to. So something like that, something, a nice quality box of chocolates or wine is something that you can get almost anywhere and everyone enjoys that at some point.
Do you have a dilemma this morning for Amanda King, the director of the Australian Finishing School and an expert in social etiquette? Christmas, of course, as I mentioned, a real quagmire of dilemmas that we all face every year, and many of them we have to relearn every year. The text line this morning is 0467 922 684, 0467 922 684. What's troubling you this Christmas? And the phone number, 1300 549 222, 1300 549 222. Amanda, just a couple more on presents. This one's probably one of mine, actually. This is a scenario. The present that you bought becomes half price during the Boxing Day sales. Mm-hmm. Can you request it back, take it for a refund, and buy it at the lower price?
This is a very tricky one. I think there's a little bit more leniency with around just the expectations of COVID this year. We had the Black Friday sales. It's really up to your opinion and up to the policy of the store as well. So most companies do understand this happens, but from my experience, what I've seen, it can happen just depending on where you're taking it back to. And a lot of stores very much understand. They say, oh, Swiss, you know, this does happen and things like that. So you could give it a go, but just don't have the expectations that you may get your money back and be able to buy it again half price.
Yeah.
A tactful way is just taking it on the chin and saying, okay, I'll be a bit more mindful around maybe when the sales are on in the future.
Yeah, good point. Just finally on this sort of topic, at what age do you stop buying for extended family members that you hardly see? So lots of people start out buying gifts for, you know, newborn babies and maybe the year after that and the year after that. When can they stop?
It's all about communication. We need to communicate our plans and expectations to people. So this will set a bit more of a precedence. So when we have extended family, or it is, Christmas is somewhat all about children, so they should really be the priority at the end of the day, and their experience and joy, especially in this environment at the moment. So a lot of families with extended families, people that may show up and turn up at the last minute, it's really good to even have something along the lines of a price point expectation Kris Kringle. So you have that one person you're meant to be buying a gift for, that everyone feels included.
Okay. Amanda King is with us this morning. These are some more general sort of social etiquette ones for you, Amanda. This is from Sally and Forbes, which is a very 2020 question. How am I supposed to greet the rallies this year? Every year you have the handshake or the cheek kiss. It's tricky at the best of times, let alone in a pandemic year.
This year is a very tricky year, and it's just gauging the, how they approach you as well, and declaring what you're comfortable with. So might be just something that we might be setting up beforehand, saying there's no kissing and hugging, there might be no handshake. It's just depending on your comfortability and their comfortability, and not taking any personal offence with you with regards to what you receive back.
Yeah, it's tricky for both sides, isn't it? So, and appreciating that. No name on this one. It just says, how long do you need to stay after lunch or Christmas dinner at a boring family party so as not to offend the host?
It is always a good idea to leave on a good note. So the best way that we recommend, and especially if you're wanting to leave a little bit early, is just communicating, thank you so much for seeing us. Thank you so much for having us over. We'll be heading out now, heading off, and we look forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks or next time.
Okay. And just finally on this one, Amanda, topics of conversation this year around the kitchen table. This could be tricky. I mean, it's tricky at the best of times, isn't it? But this is a year in which we're dealing with things like vaccines, bushfire management, Donald Trump and politics and all those sorts of things could come to very tricky situations very quickly if you're not careful with them. Should you just avoid them at all costs?
Avoiding contentious topics would be really recommended, just because obviously you're right, the discussion of politics, religion, personal questions, immigration policies, all the things that are coming up that are a little bit tense and people have very strong opinions on at the moment, just making sure the environment is a little bit more cheerful. And if those topics do come up, I highly recommend just redirecting the conversation where possible, maybe more on things on personal achievements or maybe a meal that you've learnt to cook or music that you've enjoyed, or even at the moment people are really enjoying series on television, so The Crown on Netflix. And so have you seen The Crown of late? And just redirecting that topic to something a little bit less controversial.
I like it. Amanda, just finally, are all your family Christmases, do they always go perfectly? Knowing everything that you know?
Of course they do. No. We're all human at the end of the day and we all want to get into each other's business and want to know what's going on. But at the end of the day, I don't think people are out there to be malicious or anything like that. They want people to have a good time and feel comfortable and really just enjoy spending time with each other.
Yeah. Amanda King, very nice to talk to you this morning, and a very Merry Christmas to you and your family. Thank you so much for all your help this morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
It's Amanda King. She's the director of the Australian Finishing School, an expert in social etiquette, helping take the weight off some of our shoulders this morning. Matt in Crookwell, just a few other texts that weren't questions. Matt says, there's a sock for all ages. With a shout out for the Crookwell Sock Factory. Christmas presents from the Crookwell Sock Factory. Some fantastic locally made produce, of course. Dennis says, shopping for Christmas. Lots of people in a trance, for there are no rules in the shopper's dance. A mind turned off to those about keep left. It makes you want to shout. Yeah, it's very packed down at the shops at the moment, isn't it? Thank you for that this morning. Dennis, very nice to hear from you. 0467 922 684.